Quite often we talk to Bill Flores on Wednesdays. We won't today. He has a conflict, and so we'll talk to him tomorrow. However, in that time slot, not to talk about the same thing at all, will be Jay Sekulow. Will be joining us live on the on the phone.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to stop by. Anyway, live on the phone, he will be the master of ceremonies tomorrow.
Yeah, is he going to wear a top hat?
And, I don't know. We call it Implodapalooza. And we'll. And by the way, the copyright is pending on that. Anyhow, so we'll have complete coverage. And, of course, what we want from you, our listeners, is we understand that you're probably going to want to be able to watch that. And we want to be able to have you watch that. But we also want to get your reaction. I mean, if you happen, if on your phone you capture it, we'll have a link where you can send that to us, and we'll put it up there on our website, right, Chase?
I
mean,
we'll
have it there for them.
Yes, we will.
You can become a media star through us. We will be your portal to fame. How's that?
Something like that.
Implodapalooza, portal to fame. All right. Okay, so that's coming up tomorrow, and we'll talk to Jay Sokol again in a little less than a half an hour. So kind of an interesting story here. Frank Knight was a professional logger, but he earned his true legacy spending decades protecting the tallest elm tree in New England.
Protecting?
Protecting it. I mean, for, you know.
Was he hugging it?
Well, no, he nicknamed it Herbie, as a matter of fact.
Herbie was a little too close.
Yeah. It says here Herbie was 217. I don't know how they know that. But anyway, Herbie eventually succumbed to Dutch elm disease. And over the weekend, Knight, who was 103, died as well.
Oh.
So as a final tribute to their unique relationship, Knight will be buried in a special casket that is carved from the tree.
You know, I was about to crack a joke about that, and then it turned out to be true.
Yeah, how's that?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Embraced by your friend.
Yeah, I don't know that we've had this in any other, well, some other media outlets have probably done it, but we've tried to keep you up to date on Queen Elizabeth's unmentionables that were being auctioned off on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? That was, I guess, last week or maybe earlier this week. Anyway, the unmentionables received 18 bids, and one anonymous mystery buyer dropped a cool $18,000 for the monogrammed underwear. Okay. The Queen's drawers. But there's so much more. I mean, if you need more proof that it's good to be queen, apparently, that's what the T-shirt says, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth apparently has assistants who break in her shoes for her.
No kidding.
Yeah. Her Majesty's designer, that would be Stuart Parvin, told the Sunday Times that the Queen's shoes, quote,
British name, isn't it?
It is. Stuart Parvin.
Yes.
Yeah. He says that the Queen's shoes, quote, have to be immediately comfortable. Does she get somebody to wear them? Yes, she does, because the Queen can never say, I'm uncomfortable and I can't walk anymore.
Right.
So, as a result, somebody puts the shoes on, I guess with little sanitary sockies, and walks it around until they get broken in.
So basically the Queen wears glorified bowling shoes. I mean, because somebody else's feet have already been in them.
They're red and green.
I couldn't say. Yeah. I'm not sure about
that. Right. And if the Queen, gets to, getting gimpy, old Philip might pass her up, and you can't have that.
No, right. He's got to be behind her all the time.
Exactly.
Anyway, the designer also says that every outfit in the Queen's royal closet has a name, because it's the only way we know which is which. Her staff also catalogs where every outfit has been worn so that she does not wear the same dress at a later event. Her most popular dress is a little number that's yellow, and it's called Buttercup. So, see? Where else are you going to find that kind of stuff out? Where else
would
you want to know?
I never thought I'd find it out here.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm looking forward to Implodapalooza.
Are you? Okay, are you going to be there?
No, I'd like to.
No.
You know, this thing about her shoes, if she'd just go to Goodwill, she'd save a lot of money.
Well, that's probably right. Could probably do that. Actually, Chase, I believe, you have had garage sale experience. Well, we've all had garage sale experience.
Oh, you sure, yeah.
I just, if they just let us know what her size is. The
Absolutely.
Problem is,
you know, we could help her out.
I would
donate.
Think so. Yeah, sure.
Get her some Brogans.
Help Queenie. She'd look good. By the way, oh yeah, you showed me some Birkenstocks that are on sale.
Yeah, I did. I did show you those.
Have to see if I can make the Queen in Birkenstock sandals. That'd be pretty nice. Oh, we need. Why do you think I wouldn't say that?
I really didn't.
No, I'm
actually blushing in here. I actually feel a little flush.
Yeah, no. Anyway, it's 7:20. We mentioned yesterday the passing of Eugene Poley, who was the inventor, remember, of the first wireless TV remote. We kind of discussed
right.
that a little bit. Yeah. Well, anyway, so today I chanced upon some more information about this, okay? So the Zenith television, in 1955, you could buy a new Zenith television with Flashmatic tuning.
Really?
The TV came with a green ray gun, the kind of shaped thing, with a red trigger. The advertising promised TV miracles with this flash tuner that was, in the ad, absolutely harmless to humans.
That's right.
Wow.
Again, obviously, a different deal now, but anyhow. Yeah, so he did that. He's a former Zenith engineer. He was 96, reportedly always kept his original ray gun remote control with him.
Here, let me get that out of the holster.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely safe to humans. Wow.
So. We've aimed it at their heads.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Nobody's died yet.
Yeah, let's see.
40 years from now, we can't vouch for that.
Yeah, they did announce funeral arrangements. He's going to be buried in the sofas.
Hi, sweetie. Yeah, school. Good. Oh, no. We learned about Thomas Jefferson and George